Okay, so this is kind of a political question. Why is it that Republicans are looking to Rand's fiction, but yet deny the objectivist philosophy? And does this hurt the objectivist influence and credibility when they themselves hypocritically say that they like this, but obviously go back to their altruistic religion? And the answer is yes and no. So yes, it certainly hurts us that people who don't actually understand Ayn Rand say that they love Ayn Rand and they try to popularize it or make a big deal out of their like of Ayn Rand. I can think of a number of politicians who do this. But then they're revealed to be, you know, really bad Christian conservatives who are pushing religion and even on the policy issues has some really bad ideas and revert to altruism in many of their public policy statements. Or maybe come out against evolution or come out, you know, against science in some significant way, evolution being the obvious. And then we're associated as objectivists with those politicians. So, yeah, I definitely think that can hurt us. And it's incumbent upon us to differentiate ourselves from them, to emphasize the secular nature of our philosophy, to emphasize the huge admiration we have for science and reason and rationality, and indeed that is the fundamental basis of our philosophy, and to differentiate ourselves from altruism and to emphasize that it is about rationality. So that's the yes, it does harm us. The no is that anytime people are talking about Ayn Rand, it sells more books, it gets more people thinking about the ideas. It sends more people to our website at the Ayn Rand Institute, ARI.org. It sends more people to listen to podcasts like this. It just increases our visibility in the culture. And as such, it gives us an opportunity to present, whether through the novels or whether through the work we do at the Institute, the entire corpus of what Ayn Rand and her philosophy is really about. So it's a positive in terms of a marketing positive. It gets the word out there. It increases our visibility. It increases traffic. It increases interest in Ayn Rand. It's a negative in the sense that it alienates some people because they start associating us with the religious right. How does it all balance out? I think that overall, it lands up being a positive. And you can see this in the fact that when certain Republicans make a big deal out of the association with Ayn Rand and particularly Atlas Shrugged, book sales go up. And to me, if you read Atlas Shrugged, that's the best messaging tool for objectivism possible. And anything that increases sales of Atlas Shrugged is a plus.